Civics 101 is supported in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
I don't care a fig for the framers. I care for the people that ratified the Constitution. What was the meaning of the Constitution when the people ratified it?
Look at those words. A state shall not deny any person equal protection of the laws through the lens of what actually happened.
That was the late Justice Antonin Scalia in conversation with Justice Stephen Breyer. And they're tackling, quite tactfully, I might add, a key difference in interpreting the Constitution. So we're going to do the same thing. This is Civics 101. I'm Hannah McCarthy.
And I'm Nick Cappadice.
And today, we're appealing it all the way up to the Supreme Court to answer a listener who asks, what's the difference between a justice who is a strict textualist / strict constructionist and the more liberal justices?
Let's define our terms here, because I first need to understand what textualist / constructionist actually means.
Okay, a constructionist is someone who approaches the words of the Constitution hyper-literally, without thinking about the statute itself or how that word is approached in the legal world.
That one is this idea that you read the words, that's it, you're done. And it sort of creates, in the words of Justice Scalia, a judicial straitjacket, because that's not how the world works.
She says, by the way, that most political scientists hate the term constructionist because it doesn't really make sense. But a textualist
looks at the words that were used in the context of the statute. An originalist does the same thing as a textualist, but wants to know what the words meant at the time the statute or constitutional provision was passed.
Okay, so a textualist is like, focus on the words themselves and consider them in the context of the statute, and that's it. And an originalist, I'm glad she brought that term up because we hear it a lot when it comes to Supreme Court justices. An originalist says, yes, that, and think about what was going on when this text was written.
Yeah, and even within originalism, there are some differences. Like, does originalism mean that you define the terms in the Constitution based on what the framers would have thought and their definition at the time? Or is it based on what the public would have thought and what they were reading in newspapers at the time?
All right, now if we think of originalist and textualist as more conservative interpretations of the Constitution, what does a liberal interpretation mean?
Right, a lot of the liberal justices would argue that, yes, it was written back then, but we're now existing in many ways a different time. And so the words, in order for it to still be useful, to not be that sort of straitjacket that Justice Scalia had talked about, we need to recognize how the meaning of the words have changed. And sometimes if we were to, for example, hold to the intent of those who wrote a provision, it would actually lead us to some weird outcomes.
Amy brought up the 1964 Civil Rights Act, which prohibits discrimination based on race and sex, and that conservative lawmakers included the terms and sex in there because they thought that that would prevent the law from passing. Their intent was to kill the bill by including the hilarious, ridiculous idea of not discriminating against, let's say, women. But then the act passed. Now, if you consider the intent of the people who wrote that act, you will also undermine the very point of the act.
As far as intent goes, I think that's pretty hard to pin down. The framers were arguing about the meaning of the Constitution before it was even ratified.
So we had the Federalist Papers and the Anti-Federalists, and they went back and forth in the newspapers at the time arguing over no, right? If you say X, it means this. And so even at the time, there was a lot of angst.
That angst hasn't really gone away. It now just falls into the hands of Supreme Court justices who attempt to make sense of things in the Constitution. That does it for this Civics 101, but if you have questions about our government and politics, you can always click the button at the top of our homepage to submit them at civics101podcast.org.